When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory.
Oh, hello, chickens. You won't believe this, but I only got through 8 seconds in the previous episode. the tangents are something. I am watching. If you're wondering what the 8 seconds are, imagine this is your first episode of this podcast. Hi, I got through 8 seconds. I'm watching the trailer for the new series of Doctor Who on Disney Plus here in Australia, BBC, if you're in the UK and Ireland. I don't know why I said Ireland, like Ireland. Like, I'm really fancy. I can say Ireland. I've lost my tiny mind because it took me 10 minutes to talk about 8 seconds. I've become everything I hate in podcasting, which is a podcast that goes longer than the thing they're talking about. Like, if you need to talk for 6 hours about something that went for 20 minutes, what's wrong with you? I do it all the time. I can't really be helped. You know that thing, like, when you, the things you hate about yourself is like when you hate something or someone and their behavior, it's because it reflects back something that you don't like about yourself. And that is talking for hours on end on about something that goes for barely a minute. It's like sometimes we talk in the Mariah Carey podcast, Me, I Am a Memoir, The Meaning of the Meaning of Mariah Carey. We talk about Jennifer Lopez songs that have no substance or or quality, that go for like barely 3 minutes. And we talk about it for like 12 minutes about how terrible it is. And theorize about who might actually be singing the song because she couldn't make it to the studio that day. The Doctor Who season one trailer, it is called, by the way, which is going to hurt people so much. I mean, on Disney Plus, it's just the trailer for Doctor Who. That's all it is, because it's new. New Doctor Who on Disney Plus. But if you're watching it on YouTube, it is the season one trailer, and it is going to rattle some people's teeth. I can feel it from here. Because now we're into our third iteration of Doctor Who. We left it before with a smashing glass and a plate with like a half-eaten bit of pie on it. I suspect a pork pie. It's the 60s. On a mixing desk in a studio, probably Abbey Road, which we've already seen, which I recognise because Kylie was there once. Oh, my God. Then there is a hooded figure pointing, and in the background is a tree with lights on it. So I'm wondering, do we keep going back to Christmas, or is this scenes from the next Christmas episode. Like, that will kill me if there are scenes in this trailer we're not going to see in the next 8 episodes. Like, that will actually break my face, as opposed to my brain. It'll break my face. The things that come out of my mouth, I don't understand myself half the time. Anyway, hooded figure pointing, could be anyone. Oh no, they're turning towards us. And next thing we see, the doctor and Ruby. The doctor's wearing that stripy top that he had on at the end of the Christmas special, and also when they went to the dinosaurs, and Ruby is wearing her leather jacket with the sheepskin trim. I really like that jacket. It's cute. And I like that skirt. And the doctor's pants are spectacular, for reasons that will become apparent if you also freeze frame on this moment. Anyway, they are in a long tunnel, kind of spacey, sort of alien vibe, you know, kind of like that industrial spaceshipy kind of vibe where there's lots of valve switches and those kind of like valve dials, and there's steam coming from everywhere. There is one kind of like, you know, computer panel with some lights and readouts on it, but mostly it's very industrial vibe. And they are turning behind them in horror really quickly, like really frightened, both of them. And the doctor grabs Ruby and kind of like tries to protect her. And she says, "Is that a monster?" And the doctor says, "Don't be silly. There's no such thing as monsters. It's just creatures you haven't met yet." Oh, bless. I love that he says creatures as opposed to, you know, aliens or people. And in the distance, we can see, like, it's very dark. It's, you know, very murky with fog. And there's a bit of a dark shape that at first looks like it could be a Dalek, and then next moment it looks like it's got arms and legs, and it looks, because of this environment, this kind of industrial spacey lots of fog environment, I thought it for a minute it was going to be Sigourney Weaver coming out saying, "Get away from her, you nasty space monster." She says something else, but I'm not repeating it here. From Aliens, one of my favorite movies of all time. Such a great scene as well. I used to do that in stand-up, like as if there was a musical from Aliens and I sang that line. I also sang like about 6 different songs from Silence of the Lambs that I'd made up because I was, you know, my stand-up is very peculiar. Anyway, the doctor is looking like he's just about to say hello to this new creature. And then it's a evil monster thing with giant teeth and slobberiness. You know how I feel about the slobberiness. Melted ice cream. It is just a brief 2 frames of this creature, and it is terrifying. And the doctor and Ruby react appropriately. They scream. By the way, the doctor's wearing 2 necklaces, bless. and then they run. As you would. Next thing we see, I'm guessing this is a London street. Could be New York because there's very big buildings. Lots of abandoned cars, people running away from, you know, dust kind of like cascading down between the streets. Weirdly reminiscent of when the Twin Towers collapsed and we saw a lot of that. So that's an interesting thing to be riffing on. Or maybe that's just where my brain went because I remember that quite distinctly, even though it was 25 years ago now. Yeah, I said that out loud. It was a long time ago. The doctor says there are powers beyond the universe so vast. And then we see, I'm presuming this is a unit soldier opening a great big bulkhead door to allow the doctor in. And with the doctor is the unit person we haven't seen yet on his little scooter thing. What's that thing called? Like a Segway. He's got like a little Segway he uses. And also Rose is there, the Yasmin Finney Rose, not the Billy Piper Rose. And also Kate Stewart is there as well. So it must be unit. They're coming through a big door, like a really big secure bank vaulty door. I used to work in a bank. I used to spend a lot of time hiding out of the vault where no one could find me. Then we see like two planets and like, I can't tell whether the planets are kind of disintegrating, but there's all that kind of dust flowing off them. And then the Doctor is standing in the doorway of the TARDIS in the middle of space and screaming like an agonized scream, like a like grief or anger or something. Then there's a clock striking 12. There's some sticks in a pond vibrating and water's going everywhere. The 60s Doctor and Ruby are ducking from an exploding TARDIS console. And the Doctor says the whole world could slide into the pit. And then we see from behind Ruby, London just ruined. Like, there's smoke everywhere. St. Paul's Cathedral is caved in. Big Ben is all smashed up. The Houses of Parliament are in ruins. The Thames looks almost dry. It's pretty bleak. And then we see a quarry. Oh, my God, they're filming in a quarry. I'm so excited. And there's like a like kind of like an implosion in the middle of that quarry. Oh, the music started. I've still got half a minute left to go.